Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic that's at the very heart of life itself, the cell. You might be wondering, what's so special about cells? Well, they're the fundamental units of life, and every living organism is made up of one or more cells. Now, let's take a step back and look at how our understanding of cells evolved. It all started with Robert Hooke, who first discovered cells in 1665, and later, Anton van Leeuwenhoek observed living cells under a microscope in 1674. This was a major breakthrough, and it laid the foundation for the cell theory, which states that all living organisms are composed of one or more cells. The cell is the basic unit of structure and function of living organisms, and new cells arise from pre-existing cells. So, what makes up a cell? A typical cell has three main regions: the cell membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus. The cell membrane is like a selective boundary that regulates the movement of substances in and out of the cell. The cytoplasm is a fluid matrix that contains various organelles and the cytoskeleton. And the nucleus is the information hub of the cell, containing genetic material. Now, here's the interesting part: cells have various organelles, each with its own unique function. You've got the mitochondria, which generates energy for the cell, the lysosome, which contains digestive enzymes, and plastids, which are responsible for photosynthesis and storing food in plant cells. It's like a little factory in there, with each organelle working together to keep the cell alive and functioning. Does this make sense so far? Let's think about it. If all living organisms are made up of cells, then that means that every part of our body, from our skin to our organs, is made up of cells. In fact, the human body is composed of approximately 37.2 trillion cells, each performing specific functions to maintain overall health. You might be wondering, how do we remember all these different organelles and their functions? Well, here's a trick to remember some of the key ones. Ella, Mira, and Rima like to play carom, golf, and volleyball. Each letter corresponds to the first letter of an organelle, like the endoplasmic reticulum, mitochondria, and ribosome. Now, let's summarize the key concepts. The cell is the fundamental unit of life, and the cell theory states that all living organisms are composed of one or more cells. The cell membrane is a selective boundary that regulates the movement of substances, and protoplasm is the living part of a cell, comprising of cytoplasm, nucleus, and other organelles. So, what do you think happens when cells work together? Well, that's a topic for another time, but for now, let's just say that cells are the building blocks of life, and understanding how they work is crucial to understanding how living organisms function. Pay close attention to this, because it's really important. Cells are the foundation of life, and they're what make us, us.